Let's go to Alex Stedman now from Racing and Sports with Simon Denopoulos. I think he's headed to the Japan Cup. Is that right, Alex?
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. What better way to have a holiday than go and watch some racing?
Fair dinkum. You'd think he would have had enough, but I must admit, I like going to the races when I'm not working, so I'm not going to bag him. Mate, what have you found for us? As I've explained to our listeners, we are running a fraction late, but what have you found for us for Rose Hill?
Of course, Andrew. So we'll start with race 5, number 1. That's a good idea. Since Peter and Paul Snowden commenced their partnership, Blake Shin, he's been one of their go-to guys in the riding ranks, having ridden 20 winners for the stable. In the process, he has produced the wins at a strike rate of 26%, with a profit on turnover of 22.6%. In a small field, race 5, number 1, that's a good idea, can get things done.
And is that 20 wins, is that this year?
That's just partnership in general.
In general, yeah,
Paul
okay.
Stone and Blake Shin.
Yep, so it's a pretty good strike rate for sure. All right, so that's a good idea. Race 5, number 1. Where's the next one, Alex?
Next race, race 6, number 8, Typhoon Jolie. The mare possesses a perfect record at the course from 3 starts and has yet to run out of the money second up, winning 2 of her 3 starts, placing on the other occasion. She's also won 2 of her 3 starts in partnership with jockey Josh Parr. Josh Parr, through his 22 winners so far this season, is striking at 19% with a profit on turnover of more than 50%. That's why I love doing this show, Andrew. 50.6 profit on turnover on the season today. This is an impressive statistic about Josh Parr, and that blew my mind when I found it, Andrew. Mm-hmm. Race 6, number 8, Typhoon Jolie, looks Josh's best ride of the day at Rose Hill.
Yeah, it looks to be the leader tomorrow, Typhoon Jolie. That's race 6, number 8. And have you got a third one?
Yeah, race 9, number 5, Religify. Last start winner, the obvious statistic in Religify's favour is boasting an unbeaten record from 5 starts on good tracks. Delving deeper, trainer Chris Waller has a knack of ensuring his last start winners continue winning, with his strike rate sitting at 20%. Specifically, though, last start, Waller winners racing between 15 and 30 days since their last start success win at a 21% strike rate and possess a profit on turnover of 5.3%. And this stable statistic can be built upon here with Religify, race 9, number 5.
All right, so the 3 for Alex for Rose Hill tomorrow. Race 5, number 1, that's a good idea. Then we move to race 6, number 8, Typhoon Jolie, and we come home with race 9, number 5, Religify. Good on you, Alex. We'll hear you over the weekend.
Thank you.
Alex Stedman joining us there from Racing and Sports. Tonight in Perth at Gloucester Park, we've got the first round heats of the Inter-Dominion. The tab.com.au favourite to win the overall series is Lenny the Shark, trained by David Aiken, who's with us from Perth. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. How's the weather since the horses arrived? Has it been okay?
It's been really good, very consistent. It's been around the 29 to 30. Some days have been 25, so we really expected a lot hotter, and it's been absolutely perfect. It's been really good.
Well, that's what you need, I guess. You don't want to walk in suddenly there's 40 degrees or something like that. How's he done, Lenny the Shark?
Yeah, no, he's settled in. He's at David Thompson's here at Byford, and yeah, no, he's settled in like he's been here all his life. We haven't had one little hiccup, so hopefully we're all good for tonight, Andrew.
What have you done with him? Did you go in any trial, or have you been to Gloucester Park while you've been there?
No, we had that. He had a quick mile. He had a 52 mile like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
and then they had the Sunday was a bit of a long process. They had 45 on the flight, so it was by the time they left home, by the time they got to Dave's, it was like 12 hours. And I just thought with that race on the Friday night, we didn't want to trial him or we've actually been racing him every fortnight. So
yep.
It's worked out good. And Byford is a training complex here, and they've got a half mile track, and it's a good track. But he's fast worked on it a few times. He got round it good. I don't think Gloucester Park will be a problem at all.
Understand. Just with him, that win at Melton there last start, when you mentioned that mile rate, it was really strong. Given that you've gone back to the traditional Inter-Dominion this time, if we can call it that way, of the 3 quick runs and then a final, is he wound up fully now, or do you feel he's just got still a bit of improvement to come?
Oh, well, I... he's a type of horse. Every time I've raced him, we've picked his races and they've been fairly well spread apart. But every time he races, like if he races 7 days apart, he always seems to go better because he's a very lazy horse at home. And I really do think, and he gets through his runs really good. And I think he'll thrive on the three heats. So I think if he can get through, being healthy and sound.
Yep.
For the final, I think he'll thrive on that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we wish you the best, mate. As I say, you're the overall favourite at this stage to win it, but you've got to get there and perform well. Starts our time tonight. Lenny the Shark runs at 3 minutes past 11. As I say, we've got heats tonight, and then they head to Bunbury, and it's going to be an exciting time and a big coverage, particularly on Sky Racing 1 with Adam Hamilton and Gareth Hall heading over there today. Good luck to you, David.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. David.